Hello, this is Justin. Hello?
Hello, this is John. Is there Justin available?
Yes, this is Justin.
Hello, Justin. My name is John once again. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would just like to ask you a few questions about each place in your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, like include print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, understood. And are you 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yeah. I will be voting. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Will that be definitely vote or probably, just to make sure about your answer, Justin?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you, Justin. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
Okay, understood, sir. And what is your race?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you, sir. Understood. And what is your age, Justin?
I'm 50.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, sir. And I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is it for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first list of issues says reducing substance abuse in our communities from 0 to 10. How will you rate this issue?
6.
Okay. The next, thank you, Justin. The next one, it says making college more affordable.
10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The next one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. The next one, improving K through 12 education.
Improving what? I'm sorry.
The last one, it says improving K through 12 education.
5.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Oh, definitely worse.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
They're about the same.
About the same. Okay, understood. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two of the options I'm going to read to you. The first one, it says marijuana and other cannabis products. The second option is this heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Third option is this cigarettes. The next option, alcohol. The next one is vaping. The next one is ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. And the last option is opioids and fentanyl. You can select up to two out of the... Mm-hmm.
Opioids and cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Understood, sir. Thank you. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Yes, I do agree.
Okay. Would you say you strongly agree with that or some would agree?
Some would agree.
Okay, thank you, Justin. And I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. Tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one, it says e-cigarettes or vapes. Are you very familiar with this, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, understood. The next one is oral nicotine pouches.
Not familiar at all.
Okay, understood. Thank you, Justin. The next one is heat, not burn, tobacco products.
Not familiar at all.
Not familiar at all. Okay, understood. And I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. And as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? The first one on the list, it says cost of smoking has gone up. The second one, it says more government restrictions and bans. Other option, it says introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. And the last one, it says more education and anti-tobacco advertising. What are the options we say that is the primary reason for these changes?
I'm going to say the cost.
Oh, okay. The cost has gone up. Okay. Not a problem, Justin. Cost of smoking has gone up. And we're in the middle of it, about to finish. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please take me, please just tell me which one, which you agree with more. The first statement, it says statement B. It says the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Then the second one, it says statement A. It says the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives cause less health risks to those who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Which of the of these statements do you agree with more? Would you say that you strongly agree with statement B, or you somewhat agree with statement B, which is too dangerous, or you somewhat agree with statement A, which is a harm reduction, or would you say you strongly agree with the statement A, which is always related to harm reduction?
Statement A.
Oh, okay. Okay, statement A, not a problem. And would you say you somewhat agree with that one or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Understood, thank you, sir. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? And would you say vaping is much more or less harmful than smoking cigarettes, or just somewhat more or less harmful?
I want to say somewhat less harmful.
Okay, somewhat less harmful. Not a problem, sir. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement, it says as follows. It says medical professionals who should have access to scientific information and smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this statement? Being 10, you strongly agree. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Seven.
Okay, thank you, sir. And next statement, it says, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that statement?
I'm going to go with a 6.
With a 6. Okay, thank you, Justin. And when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows that there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. From a 0 to 10, how will you rate that, sir?
I'm going to go with a 9 on that one.
A 9 on that one. Okay, understood, sir. And before we finish, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Would you say that you strongly agree, some would disagree or strongly disagree with this statement?
Now, I'm going to say strongly agree now.
Okay, understood, sir. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You can answer yes or no, depending on, the first one is e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
No. Okay. The next one is pipe tobacco.
No.
No. Okay. The next one is oral nicotine pouches.
No.
No. Okay. The next one is cigarettes.
No. No.
Okay. The next one is cigars.
Yes.
Okay. The next one is heat, not burn, tobacco products.
No.
No. Okay, understood, sir. And the other option is smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew.
No.
No? Okay. Understood. And switching gears a little, just the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, Justin. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Would you say high school graduate, some college graduate, postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. Okay, understood. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am single, never married.
Single. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I'm a working class individual.
Awesome. Not a problem. And will you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban. Okay, understood, sir. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat, not a strong Democrat?
I'm middle of the road, so not strong, I guess.
Not as strong. Okay, understood, sir. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Biden. Okay, understood, sir. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I'm probably going to vote for Joe Biden.
Okay, understood, sir. Joe Biden. And, well, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation, Justin. Once again, I really appreciate your time and your opinion. You have a beautiful evening. Take care, sir.
All right, you too. Take care.
Thank you, sir.